I walked into the grimy waiting room in the homicide division on the second floor of the Roundhouse, Philly's police administration building. Ms. Rosato, Detective Azik motioned for us to follow him. We're in Interview Room C. Interview Room C was the way I'd remembered it from the old days, as small as the waiting room and just as filthy. A two-way mirror hung on the wall opposite a table with an office chair in front of it. Another chair, a heavy steel one, was bolted to the floor on the other side of the table. He went through my Miranda rights. I'd found them routine when they were read to my clients, but they took on an uncanny significance now that I was the one sitting in the chair, bolted to the floor. "Let's pick up where we left off," Azik said. "What was your fight with Mr. Biscotti about?"
"It wasn't a fight," Grady interjected. "It was a discussion."
Azik nodded almost graciously. "What was your discussion with Mr. Biscotti about?" I cleared my throat. "Mark wanted to dissolve the partnership."
"But you didn't want him to?"
"I was surprised, but I had no choice. The partnership was dissolvable at will by either partner."
"You weren't happy about it, were you? You and he started the firm together, and you were seeing each other for many years until he took up with Miss Eberline."
Grady squeezed my shoulder. "Detective, I'm instructing her not to answer that question, if that is a question. Please move it along." Azik sighed.
"You shouted at Mr. Biscotti during this discussion, didn't you? You were angry."
Grady squeezed again. "Asked and answered, Detective. There was a discussion about the partnership's dissolution, and they disagreed, but both parties decided to move on. Next subject, or I'm afraid we'll have to leave."
"Miss Rosato, did you know you stand to..."